Welcome to Voice of DeKalb Podcast. Your voice, your stories, your DeKalb. And here's your host, Marla Jones.
Hey y'all, I'm Marla with Voice of DeKalb, and we're here with Coach Paul Benefield and Logan Anderson. Logan, you've got a lot going on here lately. Tell us about it.
Just been quite busy going to camps and going on visits and stuff, so it's been a little bit complicated, but trying to make a good decision.
Well, you're being humble because you have how many offers right now?
20.
20 offers. Coach Benefield, is that unheard of for a small town boy here from Fife, Alabama?
Yes, it's new ground for me too. You know, I've never had some guys play in college, but I hadn't had this kind of interest. You know, overall, I thought I've had some kids that deserve a lot more interest than what they got, but I think when Logan went to Georgia and got an offer, that kind of blew everything up. He deserves all of it. He's come back and, you know, done all his workouts this summer so far, and he's got a team here at Fife that he's responsible for. He held that up. That's a big deal. That's a big deal to coaches that's recruiting him, too, because they know when he gets to where he's at, he's going to be loyal and a team player. That's what he is.
Well, Logan, tell me about how it feels to be coached by Coach Benefield, who coached your dad, your uncles, and your brother. How did it, a family tradition with Coach Benefield?
Well, it's pretty great. I mean, I wouldn't really want to be coached by anybody else. That's why I'm kind of scared to go to college. That's why I want to pick somebody as much like Coach Benefield as I can get.
Right. Well, now, we can talk your stats, you know, 40.
Yeah.
45 touchdowns last year, nearly 2,900 rushing yards. We can talk about last year, but as Benefield always says, we're not talking about last year, we're going to talk about this year. What is your goals for this year?
I'm trying to get more defensive stats. That's really what I need to do. I still want to score touchdowns, but I'm kind of more satisfied with defensive stuff now. Coach talking about today is writing down like kind of goals. I kind of want to see if I can get maybe 3 interceptions and 3 or 4 sacks. Might get more than that, honestly.
Per game.
Yes. and just kind of patting my stats a little bit on defense and get some good film out. That's what I mean.
Well, now, Logan, do you feel like the world is all looking at you now because you have all these offers? And how is your teammates? How are they treating you as you come back from all your camps? How does that unity?
It's still the same. I mean, I guess a lot of people are paying a lot more attention, I guess, like on Facebook and stuff, but I don't like looking at it that way. My teammates, I mean, they still treat me the same. I'm still Logan, so nothing's changed really there. They give me a little bit of crap for it. Because they don't think I'm that good because they see me every day, I guess.
Well, I noticed when I come in yesterday and you were working out, they were all cheering you on, all, you know, just all the same as it's always been. And are you having to miss any football? You're making all your practices and still going to these camps, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Because you know what would happen if you missed a practice.
Oh, yeah.
So, now tell us, let's just list, if you can think of them all, who all has made you an offer?
Georgia, Clemson, Auburn, UCF, Liberty, Western Kentucky, Arkansas, South Alabama, Troy, Ole Miss. Army, Navy.
As a Liberty College.
Yeah, I think I said that.
That's what he did. And Lafayette in Pennsylvania.
Oh, wow.
There's a few. I got a graphic of all of them on there. But
Georgia Tech.
Now, what is going to be the deciding factor in what school you go to? What are you looking for?
Pretty much like the team I got here. Everybody's bought in. I want a team that's got discipline, that are worried about the right things, is winning. Not worried about how much money they can make per year or what kind of brand deal they can get. Kind of more worried about a disciplined team and a winning team rather than anything else.
Well, Logan, we can talk, like I said, we can talk stats all day long. But what I think our viewers need to know is how humble you are, how you are so involved in the community, and how all of these younger players are looking up to you. And something that you did for Halloween, you gave out popcorn. And my grandson's like, hey, we went so-and-so, and Logan Anderson was there giving out popcorn. So you have so many people that are looking up to you, and especially your younger brother, Tate. He's went to a couple of the camps with you.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about how excited he is.
I mean, he's thrilled. Obviously, he can't really comprehend exactly everything, but, I mean, he knows. He loves football, and that's a big reason why I do the way I do. Try to give it all I got just for him, because I like seeing how excited he is when I run out of that tunnel every Friday night. Kind of gives me a little bit of motivation and a little bit of kick to give it all I got on Fridays.
Well, I saw him a couple of weeks ago, him and your grandmother, and he was so excited. You could tell that and he is your biggest cheerleader. And so, like I had said earlier, about the younger kids are your biggest cheerleader. So what would you say to a younger athlete that's following you and wear your jerseys and wear your number? What would you say to them about being a, you know, from a small school and how you can reach your goals? You know, what would you tell them?
Don't look at other people and compare yourself to everybody else. Everybody's success comes a lot faster than everybody else's. Some people succeed quicker. Some people have to go down a curvy path. Some people get, I wouldn't say lucky, but some people just get to, you know, do this and get there. Some people have to work for this to get to here. So pretty much just be patient and be humble and just wait for your time to come, because God's got something in store for you for no matter what it is. So just got to be grateful for what it is.
Well, now, Logan, we had talked a little bit off of camera. You have a girlfriend. But I'm sure that there's been a lot of people want to go out with you now. So tell us a little bit about that.
Kind of just trying to throw that out of the picture. I'm trying to ignore all that because I got a good loyal girlfriend.
So that is awesome.
I don't want to mess that up.
That is awesome. And as Coach Benfield probably tells you, you don't need to talk to girls during football season. You don't even.
Stay away from them.
Stay away from them for sure. Well, Coach Benfield, this season, will you coach Logan any differently than you would if he didn't have all these offers?
Probably not. I might try. I try to coach different a lot of times when it's just not in me. It's not in my DNA to coach any different than what I do. I've tried to be nicer. But no, Logan, he knows when we're competing, we're working out. I'm kind of a different person when we're working out or we're practicing or we've got a game. You know, like if you're not competitive like I am, you ain't going to like me. And if you are competitive, you might not like me anyway. But I'm going to do the things it takes. I can push his buttons and make him mad if I want to. That's the way all the Andersons were. You had to sometimes get their attention. And they like that. They respond to that.
Right.
So, you know, some kids crawl in the shell and you get on and say something racy boy, but Logan's not like that. And he won't have to worry about that when he gets to college.
Right.
They can holler at him as they want to. He's going to listen to what you're saying, not the tone of voice.
Exactly. Well, Logan, we appreciate it. We're all behind you. Whatever decision you make, we will be there. And when is the first game? What's the first game here at 5?
August. Got a jamboree August 23rd. I'm looking for a game right there if I can find one. I'm short on a game this year. So it's jamboree 23rd, and then we open up with Pisgah right now, but I'm looking for a game, so maybe we'll open up the 23rd.
Well, we wish you the best of luck in whatever decision you make. And one more thing, you're going to the NFL, the Jacksonville Jaguars. You're going to go and do a camp competing against the 4- and 5-star players. Tell us about that. Are you nervous? Or
I don't really get nervous. I'm not scared of competition. That's kind of like what I'm looking for. I'm kind of like going to these camps, especially the rivals competition. Really just want to go against people that I'm going to see more in college. That's what I really need to work on, is getting against better competition and just, I mean, honestly, I might get my butt whooped. I might not. I might be a little bit better than I think. I might go out there and show them something different. But yeah, I'm just excited for the competition and to be a little bit better.
Well, we wish you the best, and we'll be on the sidelines as always, cheering you on for all your games. And so just keep us updated, let us know what you do, and we're praying that whatever decision you make, it'll be a color that Coach Paul and I like to wear. All right, thanks. See y'all.